Hey folks, and welcome to this weekly update of tech news from myself, Sarah Lean. This episode was recorded on the 26th of January 2024, so let's dive in. So good news folks, Microsoft 365 Backup is currently in preview and rolling out as we speak. This now offers you fast backup and restore functionalities within your Microsoft 365 Admin Center. Now, during this preview, you can try out backup recovery for business continuity, including ultra-fast recovery from common scenarios like ransomware attacks or data deletion. And you've also got additional protections built in for SharePoint, OneDrive and Exchange Online. So fascinating to see that backup is finally being built into Microsoft 365. It's long been awaited. The dependency agent from Azure Monitor VM Insights now supports Red Hat Enterprise Linux 8.6 or RHEL 8.6. And this means you can use the dependency agent to monitor the network connections and processes of your RHEL 8.6 virtual machines and visualize the dependencies between them in the map feature of VM Insight. Another few feature that we've seen come out is the automatic image creation feature using Azure Image Builder. Now this allows you to improve the speed and efficiency of creating new base images. The automatic image creation is critical for keeping the images up to date and secure. It also minimizes the manual steps required for managing individual security and image update requirements. So you no longer have to manually update your images. Instead, you can create triggers for the images you wish to automatically update and allow the image builder service to perform the build for you. So do check out this automatic image creation feature that's now built into the Azure Image Builder service. Azure Advisor is now integrated within the Azure Monitor Log Analytics workspace, so you can identify cost optimization related recommendations straight from the Azure Monitor Blade. So definitely check this out. Azure Advisor is up there with one of my favorite tools in being able to help you understand a bit more about your environment and improve its capabilities. Now in public preview, we have a new feature with Azure Automation, and this new feature is called a Runtime Environment. And that provides a simple and hassle-free experience for updating scripts to the latest language versions. And alongside this new feature, we now have support for being able to use Azure CLI commands in your PowerShell 7.2 runbooks. So great to see Azure CLI getting some love within Azure Automation as well. So thanks for tuning in, folks, and please don't forget to leave me a review, share this podcast, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. And I'll see you all soon.